Well, it was a phenomenal day for jockey Jamie Mott yesterday at Mornington. He had four rides and he ended with four winners. He joins us this morning. Jamie, well done on a day to remember yesterday.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Fantastic day.
Now, you've ridden bigger race wins, but have you had a better single day where you've had four winners from four rides?
I've had four winners before, but never just the four rides for a mortal win. So, yeah, great day. Very happy to achieve it.
Now, they weren't all short price favourites either. $3, $7, $2.90, $4.40, their starting prices. So when you were heading to Mornington yesterday, did you envisage such a day?
No, not at all. Yeah, it doesn't happen very often, but just luckily got one of those days where all the horses were spot on the day and we ended up getting a nice run on all of them.
You must have been in the zone. I see Johnny McArdle rated your ride on Cash for Diamonds as a 14 out of 10.
Yeah, he loved it. I did think it was my best ride for the day, so I was sort of quietly confident that I could get the four.
You're renowned as one of the toughest workers in racing. Your weight battle, we have seen what you go through there and the kilometres that you travel. You're in the car now, no doubt, as well, heading to the day's races at Moe. How tough is it for you and what you've been able to achieve this season you must be very pleased with, because you've already had something like 70-odd winners this season.
Yeah, exactly. And I had 6 weeks off. I hurt my shoulder over Christmas. So, yeah, things are starting to pick up strong now and hopefully you can really finish off the season really well.
Well, you're in a red-hot vein of form. What about today at Moe? You've got a couple of rides, Knife's Edge and Danger and Devon. Which one would you be sooling the punters into?
I think Knife's Edge is a really nice horse. Cindy Alderson's got it. He's a first starter. I think it's a strong race. I think he'll run really well. He's probably going to improve from the run and he'll get out over a trip as well. So I think he'll run really well. Danger and Devon's in great form. The form behind it has stacked up. The second horse went and won at Sandown its next start, so got to carry the 62.5, but he looks a great chance.
Yeah, gee, the Amy and Ash Yagri teams have been in good form as well recently. 62.5, it's a nice weight for you. You've got 58 Knife's Edge. What is your weight at the moment, Jamie?
My weight's great at the moment. I've really been hitting the gym hard and my fitness is fantastic at the moment, so that's really helping. But I generally walk around about 58 or 59 before I have a sweat. So I'm just currently in between track work and races, just parked at the front of the gym now.
Well, what do you do at the gym? What's your regular circuit?
Bike, treadmill, do a few exercises with a medicine ball, do a plank for as long as I can, up to 2.5 minutes at the moment, so all in sweat gear as well.
2.5 minutes for a plank? Oh, wow, that is impressive, mate. No wonder you're riding so many winners. Well done yesterday. Good luck today, Jamie.
Cheers. Okay, have a good day, mate.